Before 1954, the Orioles were in the minor leagues, and one of their play-by-play announcers was Bill Dyer, who had built a reputation for being able to bring on an Oriole home run anytime he wanted to. Nobody or almost nobody could figure out how he did it. He'd say during the play-by-play game of, say, the Orioles versus the Newark Bears, game being played in Newark, New Jersey, quote, folks, he would say, we could sure use a home run right here. I better get up and walk around my lucky chair, end quote. Moments later, Dyer was screaming, it's a home run, it's a home run. Here comes Sherm Lohler, here comes Hauser. The Orioles win it 3-2. How did he do that? What the fans didn't know was that when Dyer walked around his so-called lucky chair, he already knew a home run had already been hit because he was sitting in a Baltimore radio station, WCBM and later WITH, and he had in his hand a slip of paper from the telegraph operator in Newark with the letters on it, HR, meaning home run. The technology in those days did not allow remote broadcasts of play-by-play of away games. The announcer in Newark would see a double, hit the center field, and signal to the telegraph operator in Baltimore, 2CF. Then, perhaps some 20 seconds later, Dyer would be handed a slip of paper that read HR, for, of course, home run. His lucky chair had brought on a home run that had already been hit. Amazing? No. In the mid-1950s, improved technology allowed for away games to be broadcast direct from the away park, putting an end to the telegraph system and to Bill Dyer's little ruse. The telegraph operators have all left the game. The slips with the telltale numbers and letters are gone. The so-called lucky chair has disappeared. And Bill Dyer, he too exits this story laughing.